A seed. A little part of a tree. A little thing that no one notices. A seed. A little piece of wood that contains thousands of pages of information. Time will pass. This piece of wood will begin to use sunlight and the water and minerals in the earth. In time, it will grow millions of times its size. And it will become one of the greatest miracles for people to see. It will become a tree. Everyone knows what a seed is, but perhaps they have never considered how countless different plants come from a little thing that looks like a piece of wood. But if you think more carefully about a seed, you will see that it is a great miracle. The colors, designs, smells, and all the other qualities of the plants you see around are hidden in a tiny seed. Actually, every seed is a wonderful data bank. Seeds contain the information for each branch and leaf of the plant they belong to, the number and shape of the leaves, color and thickness of the outside covering, the number and size of the tubes that transport water and nourishment, the height of the plant, whether or not it will bear fruit, and if it bears fruit, its taste, smell, shape, and color. In short, seeds contain all the information that can be known about a plant. The redness of a rose, the veins in a leaf, the number of leaves, their texture and velvety softness, and the proportion of substances that give a rose its smell are all pieces of this information. It is this information that makes grapes come from little sacks filled with sweet water that grow on vine branches that look like dry sticks. The information that makes the skin of a grape different from a hazelnut shell and gives each of them the color, taste, smell, and vitamins it contains. What causes the watery texture of one and the dry texture of the other is all included in the embryo of every seed. Human beings use computers to store information. Special computer components called hard disks are designed to store information. These high-tech devices are quite primitive when compared with a tiny seed. Within a seed, there are hundreds of thousands of pages of information and complex systems that human beings have not yet been able to understand or replicate. This is because God created the seed. And God brought into being the systems contained within it. A tiny seed by itself is a proof of God's incomparable and magnificent art of creation. Every seed is encompassed by God's knowledge. It grows with His knowledge and becomes a plant. God reveals this truth in a verse of the Quran. The keys of the unseen are in His possession. No one knows them but Him. He knows everything in the land and sea. No leaf falls without His knowing it. There is no seed in the darkness of the earth, and nothing moist or dry which is not in a clear book. The first condition for a seed to be formed is the union of the female cell in the plant with a male cell from another plant, that is pollen. But there is a question. Plants don't move. That's why God created miraculous ways for the pollen of one plant to be delivered to the female cells of another plant. As we will soon see, a grain of pollen no larger than a speck of dust has a wonderful design of amazing complexity. God has created millions of different plants and the millions of grains of pollen that these plants need. A large amount of this pollen is carried by the wind. These little grains are responsible for the allergies that many people have in the spring. When pollen reaches the organelles of another plant, where the egg cell lies, it fertilizes that cell. Other plants use animals as special couriers to transport their pollen. The couriers they use most are insects. Because of the colors, sweet smells, and nectar that God has given them, flowers attract insects. When we look carefully at the relationship between flowers and insects, we see the harmony in the creation of these living things. Of course, the wonderful design of pollen and plants was not created by the plants themselves. The wonderful methods used to spread pollen constitute only one of the countless examples of God's perfect creation. It is extremely difficult to reach the nectar and pollen of one iris that grows in South Africa. There is a long tube under its leaves. The nectar and pollen lie at the bottom of this tube. To reach them, a really long drilling pipe is required. And a flying device is needed to keep the drilling pipe suspended in the air. God, who created this flower with an incomparable artistry and beauty, also created the system it needs to regenerate. This is a Hoover fly. Because of its long drilling pipe, it can reach the flower's deepest point. It must land on the flower vertically so that its drilling pipe will not bend. It was also provided with the flying system it needs. It can remain suspended in the air like a helicopter. For a helicopter to land safely, guiding signs are used. Now, look at the white arrows on the flower. They all point to one spot guiding the hoverfly. In this way, the hoverfly can alight on the right spot. What we see here is clearly a miracle. A flower is a plant without consciousness. It has no eyes, no hands, and no brain to make it think. Despite this, it has signs on it to guide an insect. An insect is also a creature without consciousness. But it too has in it all the technical design needed to reach the pollen and the nectar. Surely the consciousness that provides this flawless harmony does not belong to an insect or a plant. It is Almighty God who knows the qualities possessed by every living thing and creates them from nothing to be in harmony with one another. As it is enjoined in one of the verses of the Quran, "Everyone in the heavens and earth belongs to Him. All are submissive to Him." Some plants resort to a very interesting method to attract insects. They offer them perfume. One species of orchid that grows in South America produces a special perfume in its leaves. The customers for this perfume are male bees, who use this perfume to attract females. Throughout the centuries, people have been using perfumes and essences to smell good. For bees, as well as human beings, it is important to smell good. But the orchid does not give away its perfume for nothing. It has a wonderfully designed and harmless trap for the bees. Thanks to this trap, it can load its pollen onto them. There is a very slippery floor at the entrance to the place where the perfume is. It is very difficult for the male bee to land there. Of course, there is a reason for the slippery floor. Now, watch carefully. The bee falls into the trap. As he struggles to escape, he comes into contact with the yellow pollen, and the pollen sticks to the bee's body. The wonderful trap has worked. Another species of orchid uses another method to load its pollen. A booby trap. There is a very sweet-smelling nectar here to attract bees. That extension you see is the orchid's booby trap. This bee you see is not big enough to set the trap mechanism into motion. But this one is. The bee comes into contact with the trap's trigger mechanism, and in a split second, pollen sticks to the bee. The design of the cypress orchid is another wonder of creation. The designs you see on the screen are a one-to-one model of a female bee. These are blue wing-shaped designs. There are hair-like projections on the body. In the sunlight, the wings of a female bee take on a blue color. And just like the orchid, its body is covered with hairs. The orchid imitates the female bee perfectly. Yet, this is not the whole miracle. The female bee excretes a special chemical substance to attract the male bee. It is amazing that the orchid produces the same chemical substance to attract the male bee. So, the pollen sticks to it. The male bee takes this pollen with it when it goes to another orchid, and the other orchid is fertilized by the pollen. Here we see another miracle of creation. An orchid is a plant. It has no eyes to see the outside world and no brain to interpret what it sees. The fact that a plant can imitate a living thing it has never seen and can never know, from its wings to its hairs and from its color to its smell, is proof that God created both the plant and the bee. The South African female wasp has no wings. She spends a large amount of her time under the ground. When it comes time to mate, the female bee comes to the surface and climbs up a plant. There she secretes a special odor to attract male wasps and waits for them to arrive. And usually she does not have to wait long. The male wasp flies to her, picks her up, and they fly away together. The reproductive system of the hammer orchid that grows in South Africa is another miracle of creation, and it has a wonderful engineering design. The flower part of the orchid resembles a wingless female wasp. The flower produces a copy of the perfume produced by the female wasp. The male wasp thinks that this miniature model is a female wasp and tries to fly away with it. But of course, he can't. So, what's the use of this to the orchid? The answer lies hidden in the orchid's ingenious design. The purple area on the left is a model of the female wasp. In the little sac on the right, there is sticky pollen. This compartment, which includes the model of the female wasp, is attached to the plant by a small but strong joint. When stimulated, this joint allows the female wasp model to move towards the pollen sac. When the bee attempts to pick up the female and fly away, he comes into contact with the pollen sac because of this mechanical design. There, the pollen is stuck to the bee. When pollen unites with the female cell, the plant is fertilized, and a while later, a seed appears. A seed ensures the continuation of that plant species, and each one of them is an example of God's creative artistry. In the Quran, God particularly draws attention to the creation of a seed. Have you thought about what you cultivate? Is it you who make it germinate, or are we the germinator? If we wished we could have made it broken stubble, you would then be left devoid of crops, distraught. In the autumn, a special kind of fungus appears on the forest floor. The Earth Star. On first glance, its plainness belies the wonderful design it contains. As time passes and the humidity in the air grows, Earth Stars undergo a major change. Their skin cracks open, and a very special weapon comes out from inside the plant. This is a real shooting system. And it is a very special system created to project the spores, that is, the seeds of the plant, over a great distance. The leaves you see stabilize the mechanism on the ground. And this is the barrel that will do the shooting. A drop of rain triggers the mechanism. It shoots. The wind will carry these spores great distances, and the fungus will reproduce its species. Some flowers use air transport to spread their seeds. Under each of these white balls, there are about 100 seeds. These seeds are bigger than the spores of the Earth Stars, and they need a special device to enable them to stay aloft. And inside each seed, there is a special ready-made flying mechanism. A parachute. This parachute is so effective that even a light breeze will let the seeds waft high into the air. Each one of these tiny helicopters you see carries a seed. The size of the seed and the length and design of the wing display a wonderful harmony. Now, let's pause a moment and look at the details of this system. Here is a real design. The scale, size, and weight of the flight system are completely designed to transport the seed. Even the distance between the seed and the mechanism is adjusted to balance the center of gravity. If this mechanism were any shorter or longer, the seed could not fly. Human beings use parachutes. There is one very important point that must not be forgotten. Those who designed parachutes were individuals with knowledge and intelligence. The flowers that use much more effective parachutes than the ones human beings use are only plants. They have no intelligence or consciousness. But thanks to God's incomparable creation, these plants construct perfect flight mechanisms. This presents us with an evident miracle. And this miracle is proof that God created every living thing on the face of the earth. Here is the Amazon rainforest. In the Amazon rainforest, the air is generally hot and humid. The wind almost never blows. This makes air transport difficult. That's why plants must provide their seeds with much more wonderful flight equipment. For example, a double wing. Just beneath the wings you see here is the seed of a tree. Aircraft designers have tried to design a wing as effective as this, but they have not been able to. Man-made aircraft fly much less effectively. And these aircraft have been designed by intelligent and knowledgeable engineers. The wings carrying the tree seed have the finest aerodynamic design in the world. The slightest movement of warm air lifts this glider and its pilot, the seed, into the air and extends the duration of the flight. So, the seed travels a long way from the tree from which it came. To throw their seeds into the air, trees use other vehicles besides aircraft. For example, helicopters. A larger seed or a smaller propeller would cause the mechanism to fall to the ground like a stone. But the design is flawless. Some helicopters have more propellers, and the system they use is the same as that used by human beings. The Russian researcher Sikorsky was inspired by these seeds and invented the first helicopters by trying to imitate their flight systems. A seed can travel very far thanks to the propeller given to it. So the next generation of the tree is guaranteed. It is indeed a miracle that a tree with no intelligence or consciousness, composed of a wooden trunk and leaves, can produce wing designs perfect enough to be imitated by aerodynamic engineers. It is the height of nonsense to claim that such flawless designs are the work of chance. There is no doubt that these trees, with their seeds and aircraft made to carry them, have been created by God. Exalted is the glory of God, the Lord of all the worlds and Creator of all things. In this verse of the Quran, Almighty God says, "Your God is God alone. There is no God but Him. He encompasses all things in His knowledge." To disperse their seeds, some plants use other methods still. For example, explosives. This is a cucumber seedling. Because of the special system created by God, the seeds are kept under high pressure. And when the time comes, they are fired off like bullets in a machine gun. And this is a Himalayan balsam. This system has such a flawless design that the slightest touch can set off the firing mechanism. The force of the explosion is so powerful that the seeds of the plant can be projected up to 5 meters away. Plants use not only air transport, but also ocean and river transport. They provide their seeds with the equipment they need to make a journey by water. This plant is a sea bean. This plant has a seed that is the most successful in making journeys by water. Each seed has its own special package. Thanks to this, each seed can move independently of the others. The seed you see is beginning a journey that will take a long time. It is carried by the river currents towards the sea. After traveling many kilometers, it reaches the sea. Its casing will serve both as a raft and a protection. It is taken up by the ocean currents and set off on the journey that lasts sometimes for months and sometimes for years. And despite the ocean's difficult conditions, it survives. Even if its casing breaks open, its tough shell continues to protect it. Finally, it reaches a piece of land. Now, a new sea bean tree starts to put down roots thousands of kilometers away from the parent tree. Some seeds are not only resistant to water, but also to other more destructive elements. Fire. The area where these plants live experiences fire every year because of dryness. For this reason, the plants you see do not expose their seeds immediately. Whenever a fire breaks out and the plants burn completely, a movement begins inside the seed capsules. Shortly after the fire is over, the seed capsules open by themselves. All the plants in the area have died, but special seeds stored away until the fire ends act as an insurance policy for the regeneration of the plant. The soil, made rich and fertile by the ashes, permits the seeds to sprout easily. Because of these seeds created by God to be resistant to thousands of degrees of heat, the plant continues to reproduce itself. Ants are tireless workers. Some plants take advantage of ants' industriousness and make them carry their seeds. For this purpose, they offer the ants a special payment. On the tips of the seeds, they put some food that ants particularly like. If the seeds stay out in the open air, they will be eaten by birds or reptiles. To survive and sprout, they must go underground as quickly as possible. At this point, ants come into the picture and take the seeds underground to their nest. They eat the special food placed for them on the tip of the seed, but don't care about the seed itself. So, the seed finds a place underground where it can sprout with confidence. Fruit trees follow a similar method. They use human beings and animals to transport their seeds. And the fee they pay for the transportation of their seeds is their fruit. When a seed matures, the flesh around it changes color and becomes sweet and delicious. In this way, they actually advertise themselves so that human beings and animals will pick them. Birds love this sight and realize that it means a delicious feast for them. At this point, let's think once more. Using muddy soil, water, and sunlight, trees produce delicious fruit. They produce valuable nutrition for human beings and animals as if they understood the anatomy of their bodies. And they produce this nutritious food according to a design that ensures the distribution of their seeds. But we must not forget that trees are composed of wood, roots, and leaves. They have no capacity for thought or reason. The fact that trees with no intelligence or consciousness can produce food both nourishing and delicious for human beings and animals is a proof of the existence of God. God created plants and gave them to the service of human beings. In a verse of the Quran, God proclaims, "It is He who sends down water from the sky, from which we bring forth growth of every kind, and from that we bring forth the green shoots, and from them we bring forth close-packed seeds, and from the spathes of the date palm, date clusters hanging down, and gardens of grapes and olives and pomegranates, both similar and dissimilar. Look at their fruits as they bear fruit and ripen. There are signs in that for people who believe." Some plants live where animals cannot reach them. And they sow their seeds by themselves with no help from anyone. For example, this species of vine that lives on high walls uses an amazing method. It survives and spreads in the cracks of 30-meter high walls. When the seeds mature, the leaves fall off and the seed capsule appears. At this point, the plant does a miraculous thing. As you see in the fast motion, it moves to the nearest cavity or crack and buries its seed by itself. This is a miraculous activity. In the light of what you have seen, you must ask yourself some questions. How does a little plant with no intelligence or consciousness know that it has to plant its seeds? How does it know that its seeds can only live in cracks and crevices? Who gave it the faculty of motion required to leave its maturated seeds in a crevice? A plain fact comes to light. God created this plant. It makes this intelligent and amazing movement thanks to the miraculous systems that God gave it. In a verse in the Quran, God maintains, God is He who splits the seed and kernel. He brings forth the living from the dead and produces the dead out of the living. That is God. So how are you perverted? In this film, we have examined a miracle that perhaps most people are not aware of, seeds and pollen. We have seen the storage of thousands of pages of information in a tiny seed, flowers that guide insects, orchids that offer perfume to bees, use booby traps, or imitate bees. Plants that use special machine guns to spread their spores. Plants that use parachutes. Seeds with the most flawless wing design in the world. Plants that attach helicopter wings to their seeds. Seeds that use explosions. Seeds that travel thousands of kilometers in water or resist fire. Methods used by plants to have other living things transport their seeds. And flowers that plant their own seeds. And we have witnessed that God's creative artistry encompasses everything and everywhere in the world. God has created everything in the heaven and on the earth, and His knowledge encompasses all things. God, there is no deity except Him, the living, the self-sustaining. He is not subject to drowsiness or sleep. Everything in the heavens and the earth belongs to Him. Who can intercede with him except by his permission? He knows what is before them and what is behind them, but they cannot grasp any of his knowledge save what he wills. His footstool encompasses the heavens and the earth, and their preservation does not tire him. He is the Most High, the Magnificent.